I want to say this before someone started making rumors about me. That Blue Gelato's information had a map on it. It's called searchpeople.com, whatever it's called. It's not map requests. I was not trying to go to Blue Gelato's house. I'm getting tired of hearing someone is lying and stalking me and talking about, and like I said, I'm not scared of that judge. Because I'm going to get her out of her office. I know I'm not going to threaten to kill her. Like, see how this person lie and misinterpret words and try to make it like I'm a... No, but they the one trying to... They in my city. Yes, the dude is in my city. Not Blue, it's the other dude from Arizona. He's in my city looking for me. Coming to my house and pretending to be DoorDash and stuff. I think he do DoorDash on the side. Whatever. Just don't come to my house trying to deliver a piece and trying to kill me. I know that trick. Yeah, okay. Let me go... Speaking of interracial relationship, there was an interracial relationship with a light-skinned, African-American woman named Letha McClinton. I forgot her white husband. Her white husband was dangerous. He was very, so y'all the best to listen to the story, okay? I think she died like in the early 90s or something. They never talk about this. They talk about Nicole Brown since the OJ. We didn't talk about this. And so she divorced her white husband. I think he was abusing her and stuff. And he was trying to kill her because the money that they, you know, when you marry, you're supposed to separate, you know, yeah, I can get some of that money back, right? Prenup, whatever you call it. And so she got the money. And so the white woman actually snitched on him, right? Because she asked the woman, he said, what do a woman like? Flowers. Oh, so he said, so she felt guilty because she wasn't encouraged. She thought that he was joking. But no, the white man that Letha McClinton married literally got a hitman to come to her house and kill her right in front of her doorstep. So, like, this dude from Phoenix, that I cannot mention the name, in injunction harassment, fake lawsuit, which I'm going to get everybody to come. I'm a big mouth, I'm a snitch, and I've got police officers, and I got all types of people in trouble, including a judge. They were out on the street. So I don't know why y'all want to mess with me, because one thing, can we go to the Bible? Is the Bible, God, who's above authority, says, do not correct a man that hates correction or insult. That's in Proverbs 9:7-9. A lot of people are ignorant to that verse. But when they meet me, they don't long be ignorant. They get hurt, spiritually hurt, okay? So, because I am that scoffer who don't like correction because people are unjust with it. People, like, they grab vacation. It ain't about the purpose of treating them right or wrong. It's about you being big and bad. You want to be a bully to people, and you want some gratification of it. And that's the reason why people want to correct someone. Until they meet someone like me, they wish you never met me, okay? And this person who's in Houston is going to learn that because the Bible don't lie, okay? And Gonzaga's going to learn that. And Newman's going to learn that because they're not God, okay? This, I don't know what this person claims to be Catholic. I'm Catholic to a number of ex-Baptist, ex-warlock witch. Similar to Zachary King, the former saintless Baptist, became Catholic, okay? We both got chalked in our blood. And we both mixed. Okay, anyway. So, yeah, Zachary King's mixed. Okay, you don't fool no white man. Anyway. Part Latino, part Choctaw, not in white. Anyway, so point is, when people meet me and they try to be corrected and they're so passionate about it, they end up getting hurt. Some end up in the hospital. Some end up dead. Some end up losing a job. I don't have to do anything physical. It's all spiritual mechanism because the word says a person like me don't crack. And my grandma, I have not seen her since 2012. She died last year. Mama, who's very abusive, died last year. Who wants to join this? When I left Job Corps, remember in El Paso, had the people that gave me problems, who was all passionate to talk to me crazy, they end up dead. I didn't do no witchcraft or nothing. The Bible don't lie. Is it worth to target someone who hate to be targeted? Well, now that's what I'm laughing at. Keep on targeting me. You will get hurt in your conscience. It will bust your heart. You'll have depression. You have stroke. You have heart. That's whose responsibility is that? That's yours, not mine. I don't believe the old school garbage. Keep that old school energy, trashy beliefs that you believe back in the day that your toxic parents did you. Keep that trash to yourself. Don't go to someone that hates it like I do. Okay? Even the last Chief Acevedo, and I saw him before he left and went to Miami, and he ended up crying. Mm-hmm. On my YouTube, oh, I trashed Acevedo. Okay? and I know all his dirty cop deeds. Yes. So I don't know why y'all want to team up against me and try to put the people that put me out. Like, do I have to go back and forth? Department manager put me out. She about to be indicted. Like, leave me alone. I don't like correction. The Bible says don't correct someone that hate correction. I don't care what your human authority and rules and regulations are. It's above the word is above that. So I think y'all need to lay low and leave me alone. Okay? Because I don't have to do anything physical. It can happen. You put me out on the street, you get put out. Especially when another person's trying to do it to me and I know about their evictions. Ooh, I can't mention their likeness, right? But I know about their evictions. Ooh, I'll tell you that. Favorite speech, you tell us out there. I'm going to get her evicted out that doggone seat. Trust me, I will. Okay? She messed with the wrong one. And I'm not from her city or her state. And she was so stupid to not look at Texas law addressing me. Because you cannot address, and the cop was telling me that, you cannot address someone like me under Arizona law. That other person is in Arizona, but I'm in Texas. And if I did do some type of crime, which I didn't, I contact the boss for his criminal behavior. Okay, so this person is a counselor. Okay, in Texas law, I had to have intention in my head. Oh, I want to harass this person. No, I'm trying to fight for justice. And I'm arguing with the police officers about how they took a long time. Yes, I did. I'm very assertive. And you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and bite my tongue when someone is putting my life in danger and they're supposed to serve and protect. So, of course, I'm going to open my mouth. Of course, I'm going to complain. Of course, I'm going to write letters about what this person not doing so what we doing. Okay? If they lost their career, that's not my problem. Thank you. I wish I didn't stop talking about Christian people, your priors and Catholic, but you shall pick and choose what you want to listen to. Well, the words say don't correct them and hate correction. You earn insult and you cannot change that. The Bible says go correct the one who wants to be corrected. And I do not like to be corrected. Ooh, okay, so I don't know what y'all trailblazing. And my aunt that was mentioned in the case, her little arrogant Aries, because she's an Aries, she going to face that too. She saw her mother pass. She saw her brother's baby daddy passed last year, so why would you want to mess with me? Knowing that you're talking about the word, but you sure missed that verse. No, I didn't miss it. Y'all all about to get hurt. I don't have to do anything physical to do it. It's a spiritual mechanism. And yeah, have the folks with that Mexican woman down there. They had a Puerto Rican daughter, a Puerto Rican Mexican. And when I was in a job called Miss, I don't want to say her name, she passed away with cancer. God rest her soul. But she was all embedded to be the BITCH at Job Corps. Me. And then her daughter, who's by my complexion, darker, so her dad looked more African scent on her Puerto Rican side, gonna try to check me one time about how her mama treat people. No, your mammy treat people like crap. That's why your mammy get treated. Okay, thank you. And it led to her inner having cancer. Is it that serious? It's trying to refer to something back in their toxic days and trying to put it in the money every time. We're more educated to know those toxic behaviors are demonic. Oh, got you right there. Yeah, her mama, her look back in 2006. So I'm just giving you examples. Even an old sister. Here we go. She'll be in Mammy, the Mexican girl, okay, Latina for sure was. I'm talking about, they call her Mama, okay, and she died right after I left job. You know, she died 2012. Yeah, I just said, rest in peace. I ain't, Lord forgive, I ain't feel, I know you're supposed to have sent it, but no. Coming out to judge, like, when I first got off the plane, I changed stuff, y'all. When I got off the plane, when the job called, something told me that sister, the only sister that was at the job called, resident advisor, and she was in the female section, but she has to tell us something in the courtyard. Sometimes that's just gonna give you problems, and she wanted to know. I wasn't being racist towards my African people. I know cotton picking and strawberry pickers. I have a daughter. I know a mammy, and I know a Stephen Fletcher just by the spirit of it. I'm not God, but you can sense, hold on, that person is a Stephen Fletcher, but it's a Pookie Ray Ray, it was an Angel Mama. I'm ahead saying, if it was a Poetry, if it was a Strong, oh, I'd be saying that. Now, let me see how they act, how they talk, look at signs. Oh, be careful, Zach, that person that we trust. It's called having intuition. It's called have, thank you. My intuition said that Mama was not a good RA, and she wasn't. And she wouldn't talk to me crazy. I'm like, babe, I go there, tell that white woman in that office, and sister girl, you'll be out that doggone office. Don't come with me with that mess. Y'all are trying to target somebody who hate to be targeted. Okay? So tell Newman that, because I'll have him out his job. And I already told the mayor, his boss in Phoenix, about that. Oh, yes, I did. And the other cop involved. Don't, y'all are so, and I put the FBI on their behind. Y'all want to go to jail for your police misconduct is a crime. Woo! Police misconduct is a crime. You abuse your authority in a badge. That is a crime. People are so stupid to the law that I'm not. I'm used to getting people who are bad authority in trouble. Okay? My grandma had to learn it on 1994. I called laws on her CPS involved too. Thank you. Like, don't, y'all have a history. I'm 43 years old. I called police on my daddy. He's still trying to act a fool, and I'll do it again. Even the cop had to check his behind. 2008, 4 July. And I ain't ashamed. And I talk about, I'm not sorry behind that. I thank God I did what I did. Thank God I want no future. Keyword, I don't want no future of that mess. Thank you. Y'all gonna get your heart broken. Mess with me. Apartment down there in CUNY Homes, she about to be indicted for stealing money. And like I said, the DA knocking my door, please come, because I'm going to tell everything about the apartment she did in CUNY. I'm going to tell everything what she did. To point at sister girl from Chicago, she never came to Houston. Okay, she's from Chicago, where R. Kelly from. Mm-hmm. And she knew about R. Kelly thing, and it was him making threatening messages at me when I was on YouTube. Thank you. And tell me, it was him. That's why I expect like that person from Phoenix involved. Because the person thinks it needs to be part of the industry. And when you tell the warehouse deals, there's a little sexual business, they go after you. Look at, what's her name? Jaguar Wright. You see, thank you. She, yeah, but see, Jaguar Wright, she was too arrogant with her. Yeah, I mean, I love her. I'm not just trying to trash her. I love me some Jaguar Wright. But now you have to have some spiritual discernment, because now she had people in her camp telling the TKO, it's back time with mom. I can't stand her. Not Tony TKO. Sorry, not Tony TKO. Sorry, I get too confused. Tokyo Tony. Not Tony TKO. Tokyo Tony and her husband, her second husband, the one she's trying to save from Clyde Davis. Yeah, because he was trying to make her to a sex slave like he did with Diddy. Y'all, I be knowing these BBBs. I be knowing these people be. Okay. Trying to butt break. He's trying to butt break. That's why she's going on Clyde Davis. Okay. But I get back to the subject. So he can tell Newman, he can tell all that. And I'm going to get Newman in trouble. I'm going to get the rest of the detectives involved who met a man lie under oath, lie and make false reports about me when this person started his mess. His crime started on 31st of December, and the January 2nd, the 4th, and the 7th. That Gonzalez tried to choose not to acknowledge that. But Gonzalez gonna get her behind out that dog on sea. She ain't working no more. She gotta be a maid to her white boss. Her white husband. Yeah, she married. She didn't race her. She married to a white man, a rich white man, trying to have Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez. Okay. Time I told her, Thalia, you know, yeah, Yeah, she in my business. I'm being her business too. I don't care about her damn. I'm being a judge. One thing, don't come to Houston, Texas. A lot of us don't respect judges. Go look. Especially want to get them thugs and pookie right. Go look at how people feel about certain judges and letting your thugs out here act a fool and chimp out. And I did say chimp out. Woo! Okay? Go look at the comments on Facebook, how we trash the judges down here. See, when we're not in Phoenix. Don't come to Houston, Texas. If you're not a good judge, you get trashed. Now, you're a good judge doing things for the community like Lena Hidalgo. Just, you know, that did help behind the scenes. We ain't last year, okay? The police who are terrible, who commit official criminal code 39.03, they're the one that's trashing her. And she's of color. She's not a strawberry picker. She's not a strawberry picker. She's not a Newer Martinez. She's not a strawberry picker. She's not a Latina Aunt Jemima. See, you're a Latina Aunt Jemima and a strawberry picker, they love you. But if you are not for that, they're against you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go. Hey, that's what I said. In the state of Texas, she's not even Mexican, she's Colombian. They want people of color to be cotton pickers and strawberry pickers. And I am not a cotton picker. And I do have a Spanish from Louisiana. And I ain't going to be black French Spanish to be a strawberry picker either. I'm not Mexican. Okay? So don't. I'm not going to be none of two. Thank you. And that's what I like being here in Texas. And trust me, I didn't want to know my story. I always want to leave Texas and go to New York. Back in 1989, I graduated high school. I wanted to go to New York and I had the money because New York is a rich. I didn't want to be homeless in the cold somewhere. Okay? Okay, I was going to go to New York City and live in a liberal. No, not in no dang on bunk. No, I'm going to live in a liberal, nice area. I know there's going to be a little white supremacy there, but I can handle here and take, I can handle up there. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, living uppity, you know, Manhattan and penthouse. That's what I want. Thank you. I have my own business. All the workers, they have labor laws. Yeah, they have bad bosses, but we have bad bosses because of slavery. Okay. And no offense to Pryson, but a lot of conservative Pryson believe in being ugly in their correction. You know, they're very, you know, they're really being a tyrant, think that's godly when actually it's not. It's satanic. It's toward the Bible. So that's why we have that mess here. It's in grind at they stole the state from Mexico. But in New York, they have labor laws. They have unions. So if my boss act a fool with me, I give a union and us protest and strike. You know what I'm saying? Or we try to consult. Right. So that's why I always want to work in New York, not live working in Texas. And my cousin is a judge. He was a lawyer, and I was trying to sue McDonald's. He told me back in 1998, I graduated, I was 19 years old, because I graduated before I turned, like 2 months, a couple months before I turned 19. I bought all the questions and made right. It's come on. So anyway, he told me, it's my cousin, he said, he was a lawyer, he said, Texas is the worst place to stay. Work. You see why I never had a state job in Texas? Yeah, so, and I don't have tolerance for that tyrannical, narcissistic, rigid, I don't. No, I didn't have tolerance with my grandmother. I ain't tolerant with her. Anyone else on my dad. I'm on my grandma. So I keep that negative energy. Your stupid parents, sorry to go there, treat you. Your toxic parents who should probably know abortion is evil, but could have used a condom. Okay, so when I practice that mess and you think it's nice and somehow good when it's not. Okay, I'm not a discern. Thank you. So go ahead and keep that trash to yourself. Keep your toxic upbringing to yourself and people who stupid who believe, because I ain't the one who, and I ain't stupid believe that mess. Thank you. Let's get to the subject. All right. Speaking of going back to the whole blue shit thing, I did not have a map quest. It is a searchpeople.com, whatever. It shows the map we were. It shows who the neighbor's at. I have that because he and his friends started bullying me, and my channel was taken down due to them putting porn on my. They changed their avatars in the chat in the live stream to gay porns, and I got blamed. I'm thinking Chivo and Guillermo Vasquez, the Colombian dude, and the other Latino dude that's a extended Mexican boyfriend, okay, we're here to argue, cuss each other out, and rap, you know, like they do. And I was ready. I ready to do it. I said, come on, let's make a live up here. Let's go ahead and make a live. Let's go ahead. They little punk behind didn't want to do that. They going to put gay porn. And guess who got blamed? I did. That channel was my moneymaker. That was my job. Yes. YouTube channels are your jobs. If you're trying to make a profit of that, that's entrepreneurship. People make money with content creation. Yes, I decided to stay at home, get free rent, and make money and report it if I make income so I can have my own business. That's why I had bluish information. Not to go kill him, not to go look for him. I don't want to be near that satanic thing. Okay? That dude is evil. He's satanic. He said on his live stream back in April 16th that he would stab you in front of police and laugh in your throat. That's a satanic. He'll stab you. That dude is evil. He wicked. Okay? Bluish is a wicked, evil, satanic. That dude's a witch. That's why it was a blind Masurican. The blind Masurican ancestor wrote on nothing to do with that man. That's our fault. That's our fault. Well, y'all behind. That's our fault. I'm glad she got what she deserves. She was all kisses behind. All the women. What's her name? The Guyanese sisters. Them to all the women. Oh, Bluish. Yeah, behind the scenes, Bluish. Well, yeah, y'all was all bashing brothers and doing all and laughing. And now y'all don't want me near him. That's good. I'm glad y'all was bashing me. I said, watch. And what's his name? Benjamin. It's called the Vesta sister. But with my complexion, Benjamin Quisha. I gave her a new name. Benjamin Quisha. Benjamin Quisha got kicked out the camp. We put the Guyanese sisters on that. That's good, Benjamin Quisha. Bezley and Quisha, God needs all them women, they're on a panel talking trash and doing all that. Now they mad. They out here, oh, surviving, surviving Blue-ish Lotto. That's good, surviving Blue, and y'all should know better. Now y'all mad. Y'all mad. Good, y'all cry. Oh, Contact Lifetime. They do their documentary. Contact Lifetime. Okay, Survive Blues. And I'm there, like they are R. Kelly. Please, I'm ready to see it. I'm going to laugh. He did this to me behind the scenes. No, you asked for the victimization. Don't try to be that feminist. Cry. Go call. Go call Lucy, her daughter Lisa Bloom, like Black Chinese rocker. Go call when the OJ trial. Go call Gloria R. Red. Yeah, that's right. Go call her. And she Jewish, just like he part Jewish. Yeah, go call her. She a feminist. She for abortion. Go cry her office. Yeah. Blue did this to me. Oh, I'm a woman. What's, no offense to Tina, what's love got to do? Thank you. Trying to do a movie. What's love got to do? Thinking Blue-ish being the high yellow, bright skin. I Turner, you asked for it. I'm trying to run the curtain like I go by the fan. I'm trying to keep myself more to see. But you asked for it. Y'all don't want, God forgive me when I say the B word. You asked for it. You asked for it. Don't cry now. You lack of discernment. Don't have no discernment. These women on here crying, making videos about Survivor, Blue-ish, like Anna and the Godney sisters and the Divesta sisters on here. No. And I can't wait to hear from Benjaminique. Yeah, I call her Benjaminique. I can't wait for Benjaminique the Vesta to make her look. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, behind the scenes, when Kim went 23 and Blue-ish, we were doing it, but then I did not know that he was like this. And I'm like, yeah, you did know. You was like them adult women and R. Kelly. That's right, not the little girls. The adult women that knew about, that was stupid to go to R. Kelly's mansion, not knowing that man, yeah, he a sex slave. I know people use the BDS, but no, his sex slave is like the master in his family tree. Okay, that's why I said we mix. Yeah, because we practice, some of us practice, not me personally, what master did to our black ancestors and mix, and we got master blood. That's a generational curse. Thank you. We can't cause up no people like you at he. Master Kelly, that's right, Camera Skin, went back to his roots and his white side, his family tree, and told you sisters and one Latina to get back in that doggone room and had whips, chains, and guns, and had Pookie and Ray Ray helping him out too, okay? Just like he did the teenage girls, you adult women want to be my slave too, come on in. Be Master Kelly. Daddy called him Daddy. Be Master Kelly. That's right. I'm the slave master. Dipping cameo. Whipped y'all behind. Y'all knew we have the Aaliyah. What's wrong with y'all? Crazy fools. Miss Kitty Jones and all in the other. Yeah. R. Kelly did this to me. And I did not know. I thought he was a good singer. And yep. Yeah. We already told y'all behind grown women. I understand a teenage girl who don't know. But grown women. You know that. You know R. Kelly was a monster behind the scene. Stop. So, it's like Blue-ish. Blue-ish was a monster. And I'm like, yeah, Blue-ish did this to me. And like, I'm a woman. And I did not know. And he did this to me. You should have discernment. I can't feel sorry when you don't have no discernment. Yes, ain't I being sexist? Just like those with Cardi B, which I can't feel sorry for them N-words who claim that Cardi B raped them. Okay? Y'all here sleep my thoughts, and I'm a real nigga. I ain't scared of nothing. And Cardi B said, okay. She gave you them drugs. She bought a trans in there. Y'all about to have three things. A real girl. No, it's a transgender. And y'all having a gay and lesbian. No, well, it's two men, but okay, I ain't trying to be transphobic. I don't even know how to describe. Okay, it's some homosexual with some straight sexual. Thank you. You think it's just two women lesbian. No. It's a dude that want to be a woman. They become a woman. Okay? Thank you. She put them drugs and she said it. So, but where's y'all story? Why y'all scared to come out? Because it will make her be credible when I'm trying to bash Cardi B. Okay, I'm not condoning what she did. But y'all, the real reason why people ain't taking that seriously, because y'all afraid to come out and say it. Y'all afraid to go to law, man. I'm not going out there. And yeah. Yeah, she took your money. Mm-hmm. Took your money to go pay for her studio to get out stripping. Mm-hmm. Okay. To get her butt injected. Okay, but I can't feel sorry when you don't take action. Because the reason why she took them brothers who was out there, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real nigga. I don't steal nothing. Me ain't a poor. I'm real. And when you dehumanize yourself, fake brother, no one cares about your behind. Cops shoot. They say Black Lives Matter, right? Because you say, I'm a real nigga. Yeah. Acting out and chipping out saying you a real nigga. When you actually get died as a real nigga, nobody don't care. Thank you. Okay, thank you. You gonna have sympathy for your behind the head, sympathy for that white man that went and spam my name, Jody Arias. Yeah, that was like a Latina OJ trial. Yeah, they had sent for that white man. He wasn't some real redneck white man. No, that Spanish woman trying to be white, mm-hmm, bleaching her hair blonde, talking about Little Kim. She bleached her hair blonde. No offense. If you want to let your business, I don't know about changing hair. I get a perm. And we all got white. She got white. Her too. She no photo. She didn't look like white. She went Native American and some black and her Afro Mexican, right? Okay. But let's be technical. The caste is a mix. However, yeah, but she can come out. She bleached her hair trying to fit in and trying to force that white man. Oh, there's plenty of white men like Latina women. She gonna go after one who don't want her. And then she killed him. Mm-hmm. And lied to the police department and everything else. And got caught and lying in mid on court. Yeah. Thank you. See, people feel sympathy for that white man only because of privilege. Because he went out here acting, oh, I'm not human. Okay? But when you act like you're not human, when you are human, people don't care about you. I'm a real nigga. So I was being biased right there, right? G equality, my argument, right? So if I come into my bash women, I said about the buzz too, who, that's why Cardi B is still playing. Cause y'all have them little brothers was I'm the real nigga and I don't give a ew and I don't give you do. And then she yeah, you the real nigga that got drugged, real nigga that just stole money, real nigga. She put a man and become a woman and that dog on a bed and then I'm a real cis woman. Okay, now born naturally. Thank you. And you end up thinking it's two and it's another dude in a bed with you. And you did not know because you were too busy being dumb and so being a real nigga, aka ignorant. Thank you. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Thank you. Get on my doggone nerves. I'm a real nigga. Yeah, and you get lynched as a real nigga to people. Thank you. You've got your dang old history. Can't stand that old hood garbage. Anyway, red line and gray in the trash. As I said, okay, going back to these women and over here talking about their blue, but y'all was out there laughing in his live chats, talking about brothers, bashing brothers. Y'all was laughing until this dude who don't look like a brother, he looked mixed, racially mixed, all of us are mixed, but he looked more mixed than I do, okay? I look more on black side. Black people look like West Knight, look like Akon. I'm not that color. Thank you. But thank you. I'm not Akon color. I'm lighter than Akon. As I said, okay, because I have white and they think this color is my favorite trait. Now, but he looked racially ambiguous, and you thought, oh, I'm not no Dusty. Well, the tragic mulatto Dusty, okay, from the East Cleveland, treat you like Ike Turner. Do not come with me with no what's love got to do with it, and I don't want to fight no more. No offense to Tina Turner, but I don't hear the Tina Turner stories, and you go crying to Laura R. Red feminism and girl and singing Destiny Child girl. Okay. We your girls don't know we love you, girl. Okay, I don't feel it, okay? Yeah, why it hurts so bad and shoot, wait until XL moment, okay? You can have it, thank you. You know what you're getting yourself into and you deserve what you get. Ooh, that's how I said, now what? Thank you. And then when I was going back with Bush Dollar, half you heifers was on that panel laughing at everything that he was doing. Not honor. Honor can't live on. So that's why I don't feel sorry for the women who was dating this man and when having behind friends in that. Okay. The only person I feel sorry is somebody from Florida. And that person you know, when I can speak who she is, I feel sorry for her. It's not to her. Okay, the woman from Florida, I don't mention that you know, saying that someone else has an enemy up as far as me, okay? But I'm talking about Anna, and I want to make that clear. Anna and the Ghani sisters and the Vestas, yeah, they, now Bluish is bad now? Oh, but y'all was laughing and talking about Dusty and using Cynthia G's talking points, and guess what? The devil strike. The demonic dude strike. Now y'all crying. Oh, your lifetime, please, I did a story tell. Can y'all call Oprah and Gail, please? Yeah. He beat me. He just used to beat me. You, I'm not trying to use the big word here. You deserve what you get. Okay? You deserve what you get when you don't discern. Thank you. The man is satanic. The man evil. So I'm not even a woman. So I know spiritual warfare. Do you think if I want to go see Bluish, I should have been at Astroworld? I got my hair perm on Astroworld and went straight home and had a headache. Yeah, when the mole was in my scalp. I didn't know Astroworld exists until I woke up that night and I saw all the people on TV. And I said, what on my couch? What is going on? And then the Madonna shot messed me up. Yeah, because on Aaliyah's anniversary show the end. So my thing is to y'all, I will not take no more. I ain't taking Plexus. Heck no. Don't have me dead. No. We saw Sam Smith. Yeah. Did you see me? If I want to go see, do you see me at the Grammys jamming to Sam Smith? Ooh, that was scary. Ooh. Ooh. That was a scary performance. Okay? So if I don't want to be near a demonic entity like Bluish, don't make no rumors about me going to kill. Okay? I just want to get my money from court, okay? From YouTube and parties involved, putting a porn on my channel. Because that was my job. Talking about I don't have a job. You can, when you're on boss, you are a job. In my city girl's voice, okay? Thank you. Okay, like Tasha K making money and Vibe Show. They don't have to go work for nobody no more. They work for themselves. A content creator, you can make money as a content creator. That's why I have Bluish information. That was my job. That was my self-employment. Because I have a personality, a gift to entertain. Thank you. I don't need to work for some racist white supremacist or someone of color trying to immigrate here in Texas who want to talk to me crazy to the point you want to knock on, you want to cause a 9/11 on a job. Because they want to be permanently rigid and get gratification out there. Now, me, I ain't the one. Okay? I ain't the one. Okay? So that's why I got Bluish information. It wasn't a little murder, dude. There was nowhere in that fake stalker file, a.k.a. my snitch file, that indicate any murder. The only murder is mentioned when someone's trying to kill me. Okay? And I'll tend to kill that. You think I'm going to go to the East? Risk my life getting murdered, okay? Because that neighborhood is dangerous, okay? It's ghetto trash. It's black and stained, you know, people are not pure black, no matter what they look like, but your ancestors got, you know, full-blown black people, okay? But they chipped and have them thugs poking, chipping out. I said what I said in my hyper bigger voice, okay? Get a fiend, eat dead. And they gonna chip, I'll try to kill me, and he gonna chip, I'll try to kill me too. Woo! You think I'm putting myself and go all the way from Houston, Texas, go up to a dangerous neighborhood, go look for Bluish? No. That's the stupidest thing. I might live in a ghetto, a barrio ghetto, but I was not raised. I raised middle class. Okay? When the gang thing was going on, I stayed right behind in the house as a teenager. I'm afraid to come outside. Okay? So I was wondering, that's why when I was homeless, I was going to move in a white neighborhood. Okay? West University. Okay? I had a Mexican American friend. She helped me out trying to go to the southeast side. He said, No, I'm not trying. No, but sadly say this, many, not all, minority neighborhoods where the African Hispanic are not safe. If you're low economic, not safe. Midtown, downtown, a lot of homeless. I cuz them buzzing calls of niggas might try to kill me. Talking about a white man trying to kill me. All them little Mexican friends, Latin, who call themselves niggas too. Okay. And I remember I had only one white person try to try me at that beacon downtown, but it was brothers in Sacred Latin trying to try me and try to fight. You ain't doing nothing. Trying to act all hard. Acting thug, poking and bandito. Yeah. What is up with minority men doing that? Not all I'm saying. Even it's not just a thug. Even the police. You got police officers who are of color. I don't know what. That's common to see a white supremacist chipping out. But the stereotypes and something. No, especially women too, but we use the men. But we act racist. Acting a fool. Acting unprofessional. What is up? Dang. Oh. Jesus. Okay, y'all should have what happened. Tareen Nichols, I would have seen that many times. Okay? Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. And what happened, Brian? But Brian's expected to beat up a second man in Texas. That's coming. And just the white folks get chipped out. But it's funny when white folks in their apartment call them the B-word, N-word, they get scared. You get what you deserve. You get what you deserve. Now when you're dirty, it might mean your voice. Now when you're dirty, okay, thank you. So stop being dirty, okay? So as I say up in here, okay, I stayed in the mostly white folks in the wealthy and safe when I was homeless, okay? Lost their job there because it's a white neighborhood down there, and not that because they also got money, okay? Most police do their job where it's wealthy because it was made to protect the wealthy white class. No, go look that up. That's what the police here in America was about. I mean, in the United States, that's why this dude, Bluish, live in a terrible Akron City neighborhood and they don't do their job. I live in most Latino neighborhood. They don't do their job here. I have argued with police officers about somebody knocking out. Yes, I have. It's my life in danger. Of course, I'm going to argue. Thank you. I can sit here. Can't be afraid of somebody who's supposed to protect and serve. They ain't doing their doggone job. They know how to get their behind out their doggone job. I wouldn't argue. I don't mind arguing with Newman either. Thank you. Not in Phoenix. She was like, argue with the police officer when I snitch on Newman too. Okay? I'm very absurd like that. I'm saying, try to be crazy. I don't care. I'm my life and angel. You don't want to do your job. Then it mean me to get you out your dog call it a turn fan. Or either get the man involved and get you behind out your doggone bad job. You don't have no job to waste our taxpayer money. Thank you. Huh. Everybody talking about people on AFL tax paying money, but it's our tax paying money. When yeah, thank you. And you know, I'm not working. I did go to school last year and file taxes, right? Thank you. It's my tax paying money paying your behind to do your doggone job. So, of course, I'm going to argue. Thank you. Whoop. Damn, my doggone nerve with that nonsense. As I said, okay, let me get back to the subject. Because y'all get me up and, as I said, there is no intention to go kill Bluish. And I'm not going to play with me. They be chipping out to the point you won't make it. People don't have no discernment these days. You think I'm going to waste money, go to Cleveland, go walk in a dangerous area, a bunch of Pookie and Ray Rays, a different skin tone, including Bluish complexion, okay? Who represents, no offense to Bone Thugs, okay? They probably doing Ouija boards trying to get me. You know what I'm saying? So why the heck I would walk in that dance to go look for some stupid Bluish lotto? Okay? I don't want to see that dude. The only time I want to see him in the court to get my money. When I sue YouTube. When I get my lawyers and stuff and we go to court, we're going to sue that YouTube and I want that old heifer because I want to see that. I'm trying to go back to confession. This weekend go to church. I do want I'm tempted to use the B word. I'll be got on with the B word. Sue Wachowski, you know, to see her. Yeah, I want her to see her behind up in that courtroom too. Cause I got a lot of things saying that dark courtroom about her dirty deeds. Which she did here. She know dog and well for Tosh 10 out putting a poem on my channel. This is not Madonna erotica. This is not a Madonna sex book, okay? This is not a Little Kim Hami Licks, okay? This is not no Britney Spears if I'm a slave for you and showing nudity and giving more. This is not a Christina Aguilera, okay? Adina Howe, no band. This is not no Marcus Blackson, who a dirty dog, okay? I'm mentioning because the person know who I'm talking about, okay? okay, Marcus Houston, showing his naked body, trying to act like Angie Stone's baby daddy. God dog, what's that dude's name? I forgot that dude's name. He was trying D'Angelo, yeah. This is not the end. This is not no naked body. This is not sexy ML by Prince. Okay? This is not no nudity up in here. Okay? This is not no sexy versus no offense to LB Shore, but this is not nasty. Let me lick it up and down, okay? By what's that group called? Silk, okay? This is not no sex thing. I don't do no sex thing on my doggone channel. Okay? I don't do no porn on my channel. I don't do no porn on my dang old channel. I'm burning down coffee in the pot. Hold on. I don't do no porn on my channel. No porn up in here. Okay? Okay? I don't do no, this is not no X to me. So that's why I'm mad. That's why I got hit. And I can't go to the judge and say, Judge Bluish Lotto. I have to say his real name. And I don't say his real name. He already does his own name. Okay? So all that lies about I'm trying to murder Bluish Lotto right there. There ain't no murder up here. Okay? All I want is get paid. Because when I take it behind the court and take the other three fools involved, I don't care one in Dominican public hiding. Okay? Take it, bring immigration, bring immigration to bring Chiva out of Dominican Republic and put it behind in there and be in a courtroom with a suit. Make sure it don't look trashy, okay, either. Okay? All you five, four, whoever was involved having a conspiracy to take my child out unjustly. That's why I have Bluish, because he was the ringleader. He was the ringleader of taking my child out. Okay? And that was my job. Because soon I come back from being homeless, I can make more content and make money off of the content. That's why I did the R. Kelly thing. My husband's rental issues. Yeah, I did. That's why I did the R. Kelly thing. And it was a risk. Trust me. Someone told me, Zach, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm still shocked. Yeah. I'm still like have PTSD about that stupid R. Kelly thing. Yes, I do. Dude, come in the comment section, say keep my name. I bet he gonna say I start R. Kelly too. Is that dude from Big gonna say I start R. Kelly? He gonna say Zachariah stop R. Kelly. Shoes. So I proved that R. Kelly is lighter than his dog skin brother. That was not him on tape. Now, I ain't watch that tape. I sure didn't. But I know we mixed. None of us pure black. When you say somebody lighter than you or dog you in a tape, and that's your cousin or brother, I know you're lying. Now, I can see somebody with the same complexion and similar look or something. But no, that man, he play a body double, like a shadow or something. But the dude, dog, talking about Kerry Kelly. Yeah, Kelly Kale. He dark, R. Kelly, lighter brown camera. He get darker. He be playing in basketball. He put on sunscreen on hyperpigmentation. But we see R. Kelly back in 1990. He bought my caramel, okay? He not on dark skin. And they promote him for being a lighter brown skin brother. Let's call it like ears. They promote color ears. They promote him because he a camera skin, lighter brown, medium tone brother. Not a dark skin brother. Okay, let's call it like ears. They're very color erasers. They promote him. He talking about sex. And all them sisters come out there, thank you. That's right. Okay? He a camera skin brother. He no dog. If he was dog skin, that dog skin girl talking about she Aaliyah and R. Kelly, y'all believe it. Now, I would mean education practice. It didn't happen. Because remember, Aaliyah and R. Kelly got black ancestry. It's not pure black ancestry, but it's got black blood. You can still be lying to your child. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, okay, so I can call it. Yeah, I know a dark skinned dude. You see his daddy, he bright like bluish with different hair texture. No, that's his son. No joke. It is. Okay. Thank you. He has nephews that similar look to that talking about his dad, his bright skinned daddy. Okay? I know a dark skinned dude, they bright, well, so-called good hair, get a Creole. Okay? So don't come at me with that mess. See, even Bluer said, he said if he had a son like Crime Brown, okay, to call CPS. Officer, high 911. That's a biracial, light, bright skinned man. He could pass for a Latino. He part black and white Jewish. And he beat his dark skinned son. The son, dark brown skin with kinky hair. That he went with his divested a girlfriend who want a light, bright skinned child, but it backfired on her. She was dark skinned herself. Yeah, I'm watching them beat their kid. I'm trying to intervene, but I don't want to get in trouble with the laws. They live in such and such street. His son getting beat. And I called CPS too. Yes, I did. Announced. Yes, I did. But don't you dare travel that child. I'm calling the FBI on y'all if y'all do. I know about that dog secret, but y'all over there tracking them kids. Yeah, here it ooh, that's a here it Yeah, I know what Nancy's Schaefer said, and they said she committed suicide. And she, no, they killed her. She's on the truth. She's supposed to advance by CPS. Yeah, he been his son. And well, the reason why, oh, it been going on. I called in. He said he threatened. He talked to witchcraft on me and Satanism, and I had to say a whole bunch of rosaries and sprinkle holy water on myself. Yes, I sure did. Oh, yes, I'm a Catholic for 30 years. From a Baptist, from a warlock. I used to witchcraft too. Oh, I became Catholic only. I left that alone. I used spiritual warfare, but this child being beaten, he called him the N-word. Yeah, that's his child. Yeah, one of his baby mama dog skin. She wanted a bright skin child, but she said that she didn't want that. There was shot, the child came out dog skin with kinky hair. But you know, genetically, you know, we mixed race people. We're not pure black. We it's common to have that. Okay, people don't think that, but it is. Yes, he. Will be in jail. That'll be my first offense. You know, I'm right. I don't believe with no kids. That's child abuse. Yeah, okay. So, probably be that. Okay, sure. Okay, because I'm getting tired of child abuse. I try to put it on YouTube, but they keep taking the video down. They won't let me put it on there. On Facebook, too. Yeah, they took it down and they tried to block my account and everything. This is child abuse. I'm tired. The cops, one of the cops tried to act a fool. I kind of law the mayor on that person. Yes, I did. So they can lose their doctor job. Talking me crazy. I'm trying to protect the child. The child, I don't be about 4 years old. Dark skin with kinky hair, big lips, nose. Yeah, that's his child that did DNA test. How do I know? Everybody on the street was talking about it. They show us screenshots of the pregnancy test. I mean the paternal test. That's his child. He made. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm getting tired. I'm gonna call Oprah. I'm gonna call Fox News and CNN. Y'all come on do anything up here. I'm gonna call Channel 2 News 13. Yeah. And if y'all don't get this, I'm tired of seeing this mess. And you got these old pro-black, pro-whack folks. Never up here black time out black pride. All they need is light, bright skin. Man, beat his dark skinned child, and I'm tired of seeing this. And people talking about spare twisting them Bible verse and the Bible they abuse like Master D and say, I'm tired of this operate. I'm tired. They'll be coming soon. Okay, thank you. Y'all land. Damn on me. Exactly as El Devo got things to do. Okay, exactly as El Devo. ZACA. C R oh, no Z A C A excuse me R I A S E L D I V O. That's my memo. Go ahead, all right. Give me that money, all right. Thank you. Well, clear my name. I'm being tired to address this. Okay. All right. Hey, with no murder plot. Trust me, I'm not going that pokey. I'm not going to that ghetto law. And it's a lot of Satanists, and even the white ones, y'all, it's a color. Why you think Bob doesn't home work with Satanists? Jerry Heller, okay? He from Cleveland, Ohio, too. Mm-hmm. He a Satan. He one of y'all easy. The doctors with some Satanists put their A's. Oh, yeah, the acupuncture. Thank you. I know a secret. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shoddy. And he's a black Satan. He changed life around and got the A. Mm-hmm. He started to become a Christian before he died. He's even ready to say the N-word and everything. He showed it. He ain't gangster rapper. He said he ain't like that no more before he died. He showed it. And, yeah, about that, yeah, it was like, Ohio got a lot of Satanists. Like, it's very, it's a bright-skinned woman from TikTok. She from Florida. And they asked her what she was a Satanist from Ohio. And she said, no, I'm from Florida. And people come who are saying said that the people in Ohio are 10 times worse. Then, oh yes. It's like, woo, woo, woo. That's what they say, y'all. Yeah, they are. I see, Machine Gun Kelly is from, was born here in Houston. He lived in Cleveland. You see, he talking about the emo girl. Y'all seen in there? Yeah, about Kanye was mad because the Kardashians are Satanists. Yeah. And the emo girl and what they say, Jada Pinkett is a witch. Yeah. You think that slap? No. She put the hex on that. Yeah, they said she a witch. Yeah, they said Jada Pinkett. Her daughter, yeah. Y'all seen that her kissing that white bald head white woman talking about the Willow? She in the dark world too. Why you think on the talk they been talking about putting threesome couple? Yeah, put they had thought about doing the grandma thought about having a come on, y'all better have some discernment in polyamorous relationships. Yes, and her and Michael Jackson daughter. That's how I don't care. That's his daughter. They friends. No, they witches. No, I like me some Paris Jackson, but she a witch. She done with yeah. Y'all also y'all ignorant. Yeah, there was a witch hook, a witch friendship. They be doing that dark magic. Why you think she was in that Machine Gun Kelly? Na 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 na. And you saw that sister with a pentagram when it was party in that dark museum. She had I screenshot on my and put on my Twitter. She had a pentagram earring. Yeah, that it's about and why you think they bringing children to that? Yeah. What's name Travis Scott, the other Travis from Blink 182. Yeah, he a Satanist too. Yeah, born with horns. They are those are Satanists. Those are Satanists. Travis Barker, whatever his name is, the other Travis name in their family. He a Satanist. He tried to recruit the Satan recruit at the school. That was about to get the kids to go to the Institute of Satanism. Thank you. And I'm in love with the emo girl. And Kanye didn't want his start on their TikTok video because they said because they be sex trafficking kids on TikTok. And Kim know about that stuff. Kim Thot Kardashian. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. And not only that, she had a cape makeup. Talking about Kanye's daughter, Northwest, she showed it. Yeah, they trying to recruit her. Not only is it awesome, they trying to recruit her to Satanism. They thank you. She already in it with her mama, her man. Shoots. And her grandmammy. They all in that dark world. They Satanists. They Satanists, okay? And Willow, yeah. Nah, y'all, come on. I'm in love with the emo girl. I'm in love with the emo girl. Okay? I'm the horse right now. But yeah, thank you. Baby, I saw so much Santana. He from Cleveland. He born in Texas, Houston, but raised in Cleveland, Ohio. So he already doing some Baphomet and Satanism. He was rapping in hip-hop. Now he doing as he tagged the other devil. Time about Emily and Satanist too. Jimmy, y'all. Yeah, Drake, Dr. Dre, I'm sorry, him too. Dre Beats. He wouldn't be no women because he's just violent. He into that Satanic world. Yeah. Yeah. Why you think Snoop Dogg has some murder with a case? Murder! Yeah. Why they have those people involved in music that producers in charge, they promote murder and illicit sex. They Satanists. Yeah, I'm not lying. It's true. Yeah, they're actually Satanists. It ain't a regular person sinning. No, they get in your puppeteers. No, this is true. This is very true. So when he did Rap Devil, that's why some other rappers don't, besides him, Slave Childhood Accuracy, they're scared of Eminem, but they want both of high ranking devils in the cults. Thank you. Y'all just don't know. Y'all are ignorant out there, y'all. So remember, I mean, she gone Kelly, but she gone Kelly is from where Blue is from, Cleveland, Ohio. It is a lot. And Jerry Heller from, the one who put Easy, oh yes, he a Satanist. He was a Satanist. Jerry Heller was a saint called the devil. I thought I'm going to shoot tonight. No, that's Jerry Heller. He a Satanist. Demonic. Baphomet. No Vaseline. I mean, it did not. No, I think they. No, I'm not trying to slander the NWA. I think they did. He had some gay sex. And Ice Cube said, no, I'm not doing that. And no Vaseline. Come on, why would he use the word no Vaseline? I was thinking that too. I ain't trying to make fun of Easy. He got arrested. I was thinking that too. That it wasn't from that too. Because Jerry Hill died later on, but Jerry Hill had money. If he had, I'm not trying to. I'm something weird about that. But yeah, I'm just saying like it is up here. Okay, so I'm not trying to meet no satanic person. Because when he said, "Time to go back to Blue," that he'll stab you from the cops. Okay, we're about to end this live stream. I mean, this podcast. Okay. I'm an ex-warlock, so I know what he gonna do. You try to fight him. Listen, y'all. He puts a spell on you. He curse you. The cops come. He put a curse on them. They cannot stop him. Okay? Like what happened to Ashworld. The cops were scared of Ashworld. All that tough talk and acting official oppression. They were scared of Travis Scott. Oh, they was. It was about to go hell down there. Okay? So, as a ex-wife, I can discern this. You trying to fight him. You using your strength. He using spirit. Spirit is stronger than flesh. So, while you being ghetto trash trying to fight him, stab him, he using spell to stop you from getting your gun, you become defenseless. While you come defenseless and the cops come defenseless, he stab you in the throat. Then he put a spell on the police officers to not ever prosecute him or take him to jail. So I hope y'all, I'm an ex-warlock. Yes. Okay? Yes. So that's what, because if I was a warlock, like back when I was a kid, okay, I would not attend if I didn't want to get in trouble, put a spell on a teacher. Yo, oh, on my aunt. I did put a spell on my aunt one time. Yo, she did something to her. If I couldn't get her fit, you know, talk back, I can, behind closed door, put a spell to stop her. Okay? Y'all don't realize that's how it go down. Okay? So, I'm giving you esoteric talk. Okay? So, when he said on April 16th, that Sunday morning, that he will stab you from the cops, he already put us a demonic assignment on the police officer not to apprehend. Okay? And he put an assignment that he don't get in trouble. And he put a spell on your behind so you will be weak. Either you got a gun, a knife, whatever. He'll use his demonic power to control you. This is some satanic stuff. So that's why you will never see me go to no Bluish Lounge area. Okay? Okay? Because he'll use satanic sacrifice magic on you to point like a death wish. So I hope y'all realize, are you making death threats? You think you're big and bad? When it comes to the devil, you're not big and bad. Yeah, God is strong and devil, but you're not using God energy. You're using demonic energy. Okay? You're being unholy just like the devil, but the big bad dude is in hell waiting for you. That's exactly what he's talking about. So that's some esoteric stuff for you, okay? So as a smart person who's a Catholic Christian, ain't the perfect trying to be, I'm not going to no Bluish, not going to get my hands dirty because of law, but I know it will go down. That's why when I said for the FBI, he told the dude from Phoenix, he said, come to my house, Zach. No, I'm not coming to your house because I know what y'all done. I'm an ex-war. I know it's going to be some sacrifice of bloodshed. Not with me, baby. I ain't gonna be your sacrifice. Nope. Woo. Nope. No. Woo. I learned from R. Kelly. No. Okay. Because R. Kelly was doing witchcraft and voodoo. No, he said, and I'm like, I'll big and being bad. Like, I ain't scared of R. Kelly. And until that goon come out and put that semen on my porch, woo, and I end up home. Lord, Lord. Woo. I even think this person from Phoenix is satanic. Okay. That's why I went to church. You see, baby garlic, he'll put my chin in the dirt.